Speaking. Oslo speaking.
Hello, good afternoon. Is there Oslo call?
This is he.
I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential.
How long is this going to take?
Some minutes, being honest. But
How long, I'm
opinion,
sorry?
yeah, some minutes, but your opinion is really important for us.
Okay.
Okay, so in this case, we can proceed with the survey. Just a moment. Okay, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress?
Very likely.
Okay, so it'll be definitely vote or probably vote.
Definitely both.
Okay, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
Black.
Okay, let's see. What is your age?
46.
46, thank you. And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 of how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? So,
Okay.
protecting abortion and reproductive rights between 0 and
10.
10. Okay. Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
I'm sorry, eliminating what?
Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
I'm still not understanding what you're saying. Eliminating.
Eliminating food. Yeah. I said food. Yeah. Food dessert. Meal.
Eliminating meals?
Yeah, meal dessert in our communities.
Eliminating food deserts? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, it says, the statement says eliminating food deserts in our communities. So, in this
Food
case,
deserts. Yeah, I understand what you're asking. That would be a 7.
7. Okay, thank you so much for that. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
10. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
7.
7. Okay, thank you. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Worse. Okay, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
The
Getting worse.
same. Same.
Oh, the same. Okay, sorry. Thank you. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to two options, okay? Opioids and fentanyl, cigarettes, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, marijuana and other cannabis products, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, vaping, alcohol. Which of those ones? Or other?
Yeah, I think probably all of them.
Okay, in this case, if you have to select two of them, which one do you select?
What were the options again?
Opioids and fentanyl, cigarettes, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, marijuana and other cannabis products, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, vaping, and alcohol.
Alcohol and cigarettes.
And cigarettes. Okay, thank you. Okay, I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Are you agree or disagree with that?
Yes, I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Electronic cigarettes or vapes?
Yeah, very familiar.
Very familiar. Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products?
What was that?
The other one is heat not burn tobacco products.
I'm not sure I know what that is.
Okay, so in that case, would be not familiar?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Oral nicotine pouches?
Yes, I'm familiar. Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat, okay. Thank you. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. I didn't realize this was going to take so long. I'm about to go into a concert, and I need to get to my tickets. They're on my phone.
Get it. Can I call you back?
It can't be tonight. It has to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. Thank you so much for that. Tomorrow I can call you. Thank you for that.
Okay, sure. Okay. All right.
Good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.